You may have heard of the mugshot legislation that passed in the state budget this month. Several news reports have called it a ban, but that's not entirely accurate. As WXXI's Ryan Kyloth reports, most local law enforcement agencies will be able to choose whether they make mugshots public or not.
It won't surprise you that people go to all kinds of lengths to try to hide their mugshots. Maybe you remember this viral story from a few years ago, an upstate bank official arrested for a DUI who
reportedly went to multiple newsstands to purchase every copy of the Times of Wayne County, which had published his mugshot.
Never has Amber Streeter sold 70 newspapers all at once. But yesterday, Streeter says this man was the first.
When I gave him the 70, he asked, were there any more? And I told him no. So he went ahead and he purchased all 70, which I believe came to a little over $87.
Times, may I help you?
Ron Holdraker runs the Times of Wayne County, a local paper outside of Rochester.
The guy spent almost $1,000 buying up our papers. And I said, great. We had a great week that week. And actually, that story spread throughout the world. And that guy became more famous than he ever dreamed.
Holdraker says mugshots are his most popular section, along with obituaries. And this new legislation won't stop him from putting them online or in the paper.
No. We've been doing this for 30 years. So I was pleased when the local sheriff's departments said, no, we're not going to follow it either.
See, that's the thing. With the exception of the state troopers, local law enforcement agencies can decide if they want to keep making mugshots public or not. Plenty have said they'll continue. And Holdraker says the new law won't affect his business.
But we're missing maybe 4 or 5 mugshots a week. On average, we publish 30 to 40 mugshots a week.
Now, what do you think of the concerns that this legislation was supposed to address? That there are bad actors out here who are using it in an extortionate way, et cetera?
Yeah, there's always been bad actors in every, and the law could have been written for that.
The objective here is to protect individuals who are not convicted of a crime in many instances from having their mugshot photos be publicly listed into perpetuity.
Alfonso David is chief counsel to Governor Cuomo. He cites the example of bad actor mugshot websites that put up people's photos and charge a fee to take them down.
Our goal is to stop this nefarious practice. That's really tantamount to extorting people who have some interaction with the criminal justice system.
So why not go after the bad actors, websites that are doing this, instead of changing New York's privacy laws?
Because we studied other states who have tried to do that, and it has been unsuccessful.
And has this approach been successful in New Jersey and the other states that have done it?
Yes. It's been on the books in New Jersey, in Georgia, in Washington State, in Montana, in Kansas for quite some time. And we're seeing a positive impact in those jurisdictions.
Here in New York, you know, we've already seen just in the past week, lots of local law enforcement agencies, sheriff's offices, et cetera, saying they're going to ignore this and continue as before. So is the legislation effective if nobody opts in?
Well, I wouldn't assume that the comments from a few law enforcement officials in certain parts of the state are representative of what other law enforcement officials will do.
David says it may take years before behavior changes and more agencies choose to stop making mugshots public. They'll certainly remain in the Times of Wayne County, where Ron Holdraker says they can be an effective deterrent.
A lot of people, when they're caught, the first thing they say in Wayne County is, oh, is my mug going to be in that paper?
In Albany, Ryan Kyloth, WXXI News.